27th.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You know, John Boehner and McCain and all of them was raising heck because he didn't get over there and do something, you know, 2 weeks ago. And their attitude now is, of course, you know, he shouldn't have done what he's done. But, you know, they're going to keep on dividing the country. And public opinion around the world, you know, it's just wrong of them not to stand united when a man made the right decision.
There's a talk radio caller voicing his opinion on this week's number one issue, being in Libya and what's going on over there and how it affects us. Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're overviewing the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending on the 25th of March. Let's run down the top hits in talk radio from the folks at Talkers Magazine, working with our production staff, the monitoring of talk radio programs, talk television, left, right, the so-called political talk world. There's always something in the world of sports at number 10, the NBA, the NHL, NCAA tournament. Number 9, actually, is the threat. There is a threat, apparently, that has been picked up on. All the activity around the NCAA brings lots of people together. So could there be a bomb? Here at number 8, the price that you're paying for gasoline and petroleum products. Number 7, still talking about the NPR issue. 2012 GOP presidential hopefuls. Number 6, death of Elizabeth Taylor is number 5. She's already been laid to rest. 1 year anniversary of Obamacare. Number 4, Japan and the nuclear situation, the aftermath of the turmoil and the trouble there. Number 3. Number 2, whatever is going on in the Middle East, blow up, bombs. With the exception of Libya, that has an exclusive place on our countdown this week at number 1. Over on Fox News, Jenna Lee talked to former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson about what he thinks the definition of success would be in Libya. He has credentials because that was part of his job during the Clinton administration, working with the UN.
What defines success in Libya for the United States?
Well, what defines success is obviously, I think the initial operation has already averted a humanitarian disaster. What also defines success, I believe, is a coordinated NATO effort. Everybody has to work on that a little more. It should be all NATO countries participating. France has taken the lead, but I think it would function better. You'd get more countries participating if there were more of a multinational coalition effort. Obviously, the end of the Gaddafi regime is a definition of success. I think that is a longer range goal.
The end of the regime.
So far, I believe.
What does that mean exactly when you say the end of the regime?
Well, the formation of a provisional government by the rebels. Hopefully, the end of Gaddafi's rule. But this is something, you know, we've only been doing this, the coalition, for 5 days. I think there's got to be a little patience. A lot of the Libyan air defense has been decimated. There's military success happening. The rebels are fortified. They're stronger in terms of their morale, their military capability. But, you know, there's got to be a little patience here.
It's a good reminder, Governor, five days only of this mission so far. The question of whether Gaddafi stays or goes has been one that's been brought up over the last month or so. The president started to call for Gaddafi to leave almost exactly a month ago. And here's what the president has said since then.
Let me just be very unambiguous about this. Colonel Gaddafi needs to step down from power and leave. I am absolutely clear that it is in the interest of the United States, and more importantly, in the interest of the Libyan people, for Mr. Gaddafi to leave. Now, I also have stated that it is U.S. policy that Gaddafi needs to go. And we've got a wide range of tools in addition to our military efforts to support that policy. Unless he is willing to step down, that there are still going to be potential threats towards the Libyan people.
Now the question is, or what, Governor? Gaddafi needs to step down, or what? What are we going to do about it?
Well, this is a, Jenna, this is a coalition effort. This is not the United States taking the lead. This is the NATO countries, hopefully with Arab countries as part of this, working to degrade the Libyan military capabilities, to boost the rebels, to strike down the air defenses of Libya, to push aside the Gaddafi regime. You can't just say that for sure all of your goals are going to happen. I think what the administration is doing is setting a stage for a stronger coalition NATO effort. And the president said everybody wants Gaddafi out. The guy is a madman. He's capable of very irrational things. And it's up to the Libyan people also, the rebels, to take some of these steps that are needed to bring a provisional government of the rebel of the rebel military.
All right, so there's Bill Richardson, who was ambassador to the UN, also had a couple of other ambassadorial jobs and was secretary of a couple of different departments during the Clinton years, governor. So news media goes to him, tries to prop up his credentials, and how is he any different than you and me? I suppose because he's been there, been around a little bit. But it's part of the conversation, right? 800-510-8255. According to the foreign minister in Turkey, NATO is taking command of the military operation in Libya this weekend. In the meantime, what do you think about how we have handled this? There's the political side to it. Obama can do no wrong. Obama cannot do anything right. More importantly, what's happening with the people? As usual, we seem to here in America all make these stories about us. And to a certain extent it is, because there is oil there. But other than that, this is more about everybody and every man kind of story. If you agree, swell. If you don't, help yourself to the disagreement line. It's the same number, 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. 13 past the hour on the countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Find your magic at Macy's Hot List Sale. Suits for her, 50% off. Casual separates for her, 25 to 40% off. Men's polos, tees, shorts, and more, $14.99 to $49.99. Playwear and more for babies, 40% off. And find 20 to 50% home sale savings. Save an extra 15 or 10% with your Macy's Star Rewards card or savings pass. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com on any $99 purchase. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air, 800-510-8255. The focus here is on Libya. Interesting how we pronounce it and spell it. You notice L-I-B-Y-A, Libya. That would be how W would say it, Libya. Anyway, talk host Bruce St. James, Pamela Hughes, and Rob Hunter don't understand at all why we have gotten ourselves involved over there.
War solves things. Let's get that straight. War absolutely does solve things, and war can put things right again. I just don't understand why this is the one we're fighting. I just don't. And I'm looking to my president to say, explain to me why here, why now. Just tell me. And I can't get an answer. And then my follow-up is, okay, if you can't tell me why here and why now, tell me when it ends. What does victory look like? When do we have a ticker tape parade, right? What does the end game look like? Because I can't get a straight answer out of them there. And that concerns me.
Well, you know what? It not only concerns you. It's concerning both sides of the aisle. You're hearing both Democrats and Republicans coming out going, we weren't consulted. We don't know what the objective is here. We want him to come back to the United States, explain to us, explain to the people why we're even involved. Do I believe, but I mean, do I think that the president needs to be in the Oval Office commanding because that's the only place he can do it? No. I mean, he can't, wherever he goes, the White House goes. But the thing of the matter is, when he's been in Brazil, when he's been in Chile, he hasn't really addressed it. He hasn't been out in front of it answering these questions. So I think it just lends itself to, you know, more questions than answers out there.
And I want to be consistent. Rick sent me an instant message as, why is it the talking heads? I guess that's, I don't know if that makes me a talking head. Complain when Obama didn't react fast enough with making statements about Egypt, but when he commits forces about the killing of innocents in Libya, everyone complains. I want to be consistent. I didn't think we should be involved in Egypt, and I don't think we should be involved in Libya. I'm at least consistent about that. I want American military, and I want my president to make decisions that are in the best interest of the United States of America. I understand why bombing Gaddafi is in the best interest of Libyan rebels. I have yet to have anyone explain to me why I should care, other than the fact that American servicemen and women are being put in harm's way.
Well, and add to that the fact that we're willing to commit bombs. We're sending Tomahawk cruise missiles.
Like 100 and something of them,
130 some odd cruise missiles, you know, and our planes are flying overhead, dropping bombs.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently we're still okay with Gaddafi killing the rebels as long as he does it not with airplanes.
He's humanely killing them with tanks and bullets. But if you bring airplanes into it, that is our you've crossed the line with us? Whoa.
So are we just trying to make it a fair fight?
Well, the talk radio folks who run talk radio school would give that guy an F. The focus ought to be on you, not on I can say that. I suppose there's a certain amount of loving criticism there. Other than that, what did we get out of that? The position of the various people, which, of course, would get folks to react at 800-510-8255 in the case of playing that back. We review talk radio programs from all around the country. And, in fact, we do monitor a few programs that are international in scope and try to put all of the pieces together. I'm looking at some of the headlines here about the air strikes and how Gaddafi is still gunning in various places. The most interesting story of all of this has to do with the colonel himself. Apparently he's in hiding, guided by a squad of gun-toting female virgin bodyguards. He's in a secret underground bunker. This is an interesting-looking group of women here. he came up, who knows where he came up with them. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Goodbye, state.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Muammar Gaddafi is surrounded. Do you hear this? They're saying he's surrounded by an elite corps of 40 female bodyguards. All of whom are virgins. That's surprisingly true, yeah. In a related story today, Charlie Sheen invaded Libya.
Okay. And then to follow up, Colonel Gaddafi is hiding. And he has this famous female squad. Apparently, these, I've never heard this story before. But people feel that one of the reasons he does that is because men would be, they'd think twice about shooting at a group of 40 women who surrounded him. You think that's true? 800-510-8255. We're reviewing the charts for the week of March 21st to the 25th, 2011. And the Doug Steffen way of doing that means you got lots of time to call in on some of the particular, we try to hit all of the 10 in each hour, but let's see if we can round up some good callers on the situation in Libya, starting with Bob, who's listening in Maryland to the countdown.
What I would say first is that while I very much did not agree with many of the things that George Bush did, at least he went to the Congress, and he did so as the Founding Fathers intended, because we elect our Congress people, and they had a vote on it. In this particular instance, we did not. That's point one. Point two, we continue to say we're not going to commit ground troops, yet I don't believe that we do not have ground troops in position now because they have to be in the forward positions to direct the munitions to their targets. And the third thing is it seems to be a thorough lack of focus, if you will, because we on one hand hear that we are not there to take out Muammar Gaddafi, yet the Secretary of State is calling for him to leave. And this grand coalition, it seems as if we, as usual, are spending all of the money and doing all of the heavy lifting. So it appears to be a U.S. operation and not one of coalition as it is being sold to us.
I'm not sure that's true. I think you're not accurate on that, sir. But it's okay. Even being involved there is enough to disrupt or disturb some people. 800-510-8255. Michael is in Ohio with some thoughts on this deal.
The last time we got into a conflict for 10 years, no, we forgot to pay for it. And this time we're in the middle of another situation that, you know, there's no money for. I mean, I think he's doing a great job. I think the president is trying to help some people that are in trying to go toward democracy, and that's a new thing for our government. Usually we align ourselves with dictators and try to get the benefits of their dictatorship. So, you know, where's the money to pay for it? I mean, you know, you just can't go and spend money to, you know, in a situation that we're in, where we forgot to pay for a war for 10 years, and now they're going to cut domestic programs and continue to give money to other countries and go around trying to police the world. I mean, I think the world needs a policeman, but I don't think that it's fair for the American people to sacrifice domestic programs and things that actually work and are proven to work to police the world. I mean, we just simply don't have the money.
Everybody, we're helping. Tricia in Florida with thoughts on this.
Regarding Libya, I find it very interesting that the media called it a revolution for almost 2 months, but last week started calling it what it really is, a civil war. I don't see any end in sight because the rebels are not equipped to take on leadership or anything else, whoever they are. Another thing, I was very surprised when and suspicious when all these uprisings throughout so many countries began. It seemed very well coordinated. I remember the Iranian Revolution during their elections. There were reports that the CIA under Bush had planned and instigated that revolution in Iran. This puts our president between a rock and a hard place. And think about it. Who benefits? The military-industrial complex and the neocons.
Are you in sales, or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay. So what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are, it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if, with one phone call, you could actually get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie from InfoGroup, America's leading provider of sales leads, plus money-making email and direct mail solutions. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads you need. Right now, they'll give you a free trial just for calling. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-941-9293 and get your free trial. Call 1-800-941-9293. 1-800-941-9293. Again, that's 1-800-941-9293.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock? Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Near you.
Going through the top 10 items this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Number one is our policy in Libya. Number two, the situation in the Middle East. White House spokespeople this week releasing the following statement in response to reports that the government of Syria had carried out violence against opposition protesters in their country. Quote, the United States strongly condemns the Syrian government's brutal repression of demonstrations, in particular the violence and killings of civilians at the hands of security forces. We reject the use of violence under any circumstance. We are also deeply troubled by the arbitrary arrests of the people who are citizens there. Lots of unrest in the Middle East, and that's number two. Here's a snippet, if you will, a section, segment of an interview on a talk radio program done by CBS reporter Robert Berger, who was in Jerusalem when it got bombed.
This was not a suicide bombing. Let's start with that. It was a small bomb, about 2 to 4 pounds. Now, that's why the casualty figure was relatively low. In the past, we've seen suicide bombers, which are also more lethal because they can go right into a crowd and detonate it, or like onto a bus. This was left on the sidewalk, a little smaller than usual. So, but we haven't really seen any bombings in Jerusalem in many years. And boy, you know, it gives people the jitters as soon as you have a situation like that, because bombings often come in waves, and it also conjures up bad and old memories. There hasn't been a formal claim of responsibility. It is widely, of course, assumed that it is Palestinians. They have to conduct an investigation, see where how the bomb was made. Since it's a bomb, it's not one person involved here. It is some kind of a terror cell, which the Israelis are usually pretty good at tracking down. Israel is officially remaining very quiet about it, which is seen as the right thing to do, because as soon as Israel says anything, then, you know, the opposition will start accusing people in power of, being behind Israel, or Israel being behind the whole thing. So Israel's kept very quiet. I mean, the average Israeli, I think, is watching everything very carefully. I think there are mixed feelings about the whole Libya intervention, especially because Israel's been pushing America and Europe for a long time to do something about Iran, which is seen as a much bigger threat than Libya. You know, Libya has oil, but Iran is allegedly building nuclear weapons. So I think there's a wide feeling here of a double standard.
All right, so there's Robert Berger reporting from Jerusalem about the situation there and other things going on in the Middle East. That's number two. Number three this week on the countdown, what's going on in Japan? Some stores in the Tokyo area and some of the suburbs there have begun to ration various things. Radiation fears have sent items there flying off the shelves. Worries that radiation had seeped into water, for example, tap water, prompted a run on bottled water, and now it's going for four or five times its normal price. And necessities like milk and toilet paper, rice, water, up four, five, six times what it normally is. Radiation has been leaking from that damaged plant, but that's 140 miles northeast of Tokyo. The situation is, at this moment, it's unclear whether the water is really contaminated. Talk host Chris Kroc talked to Fox News' Evan Brown, who's in Japan.
What is the latest with the reactors?
Well, a lot of the reactors now have external power hooked up to them. The hope is that once they get it all settled, they can put the containment systems back on. And once those containment systems are back on, they can actually contain everything that's happening. They won't have the spewing steam with radioactive particles. However, because they took so much damage during the tsunami, that may not be just as simple as plugging things back in. They actually have to go through each unit, each reactor, and make sure all the equipment's in proper working order. At one point yesterday, they announced the pump wasn't working. They needed to order a replacement part. It's not sure when they'll get that delivered. But at least in a couple of those reactors, the lights came back on in the control room. So that's a good sign.
It looks like within the 50-mile radius, other than that, outside of that, it looks like things are a lot better, shaping up to be a lot better than they could have gone as of thus far.
Well, you know, they could have it could have been much worse. You know, there could have been a full-scale meltdown with a lot of radiation spewing into the atmosphere, and that would obviously create a lot of health problems. There has been some radiation leak. According to some health experts, a lot of farms in the area of the power plant have turned up some heavy radiation samples, and so their food has been banned for sale for now. They're not as high to be extremely toxic. In fact, if you were to consume their food for an entire year, maybe you would have the same amount of radiation as if you just had a CAT scan. So it's really not that bad, but just out of an abundance of caution, they're putting a hold on food coming from that area.
That's what I'm hearing, that literally cigarette smoke that kind of stuff is much worse than what they've got there. We've got 1/1000th of the exposure that we had with Chernobyl. That's what I'm hearing. Is that the same thing you're hearing so far?
Yeah, I mean, the numbers flux depending on who you're talking to, but yeah, that is the idea, that it is so minuscule. And, you know, those minuscule radiation samples are popping up elsewhere. They're finding it in seawater off the coast, but again, it's not posing a major health problem. So these restrictions that are coming in are just out of an abundance of caution, just to make sure that people don't accidentally consume the products and the radiation level spikes.
800-510-8255. Take a few calls on Japan as time allows. First, though, listening to Peter Tilden's program in Los Angeles, here he speaks, the station belongs to ABC, so he speaks to one of the ABC people over in Japan.
We'd heard that the drinking water wasn't safe for infants and pregnant women, and when you get that kind of news, usually adults back off a bit, too, and there's a run on bottled water. We'd heard that the government has to supply the water at this point. So we figure we check on that and find out the state of the nuclear reactors at this point. Good morning, Akiko.
Good morning to you. Well, you mentioned the tap water. We are learning today that officials are saying that radiation levels found inside Tokyo tap water have dropped. And so officials have lifted the restriction on water consumption in the area. And that's coming 24 hours after we heard a different story, which is that the tap water contained twice the level of radiation considered safe for infants. The city was handing out bottled water to, you know, families that had young kids, and we were seeing in grocery stores people stocking up on bottled water because they were concerned about the radiation levels. But the news today, from officials at least, is that radiation levels have dropped and it's safe once again.
All right. At that point, do the citizens of Tokyo trust the government and start drinking tap water, or do they still buy tap water and they question the government's information?
Well, you won't hear them come out and say that they don't trust the government at all. But if you look at their buying habits, at least it gives you a sense of where their mind is. You go out to the grocery stores and you see supplies low on water, for bottled water. Some store shelves are empty and you see people stocking up. So that gives you a sense of where their mind is, the fact that they want to just look out for themselves because they aren't sure who to believe right now.
All right. Well, here's the story. You listen to those two cuts and it pretty much puts a proper perspective. And finally, somebody's getting some sanity in this coverage of things. It's not that it isn't. It's not a good thing, but all these fear-filled headlines that still are cropping up. Using the word crisis is completely irresponsible. Maybe serious, concern, words like that, but the radiation in the water, it's, as was suggested there, this is something that you wouldn't want to do. You certainly want to have children around it. But it's not like it was the end of the world. And yet some of these news media outlets are portraying it and have been portraying it extraordinarily irresponsibly for the whole time this thing's been a problem. Susan, in Maryland, what do you think about all this?
I'm a concerned environmentalist. I think that before we turn this incident into an argument against nuclear power, we should think about the past year here in the United States, how many people died in nuclear accidents. And yet there were coal miners who died in coal mining accidents, and 11 people were killed in the BP oil rig explosion. But nobody has died in a nuclear accident in the United States in the past year. And I know of many reputable environmentalists who understand that nuclear power has to be part of the solution to our energy problem. We can't address global warming solely through renewable sources such as solar and wind power. It's just not, there's just not going to be enough energy generated from those sources to solve the problem. Nuclear has to be part of the mix. And if you look at the history of nuclear power dispassionately and objectively, the amount of destruction that it's been caused may be less than what's been caused by oil drilling and coal mining.
All right, some sanity once again returning to the discussion. That's a good thing to have, have us put all of this into the proper perspective, shall we say. Speaking of that, the perspective on Obamacare, number four, as the one-year anniversary is observed. So some thoughts on that coming up right away here on the Countdown.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Number four on our countdown this week, the focus on Obamacare. Here, radio host Jay Weber talks about the five myths regarding Obamacare.
Myth number one about Obamacare was going to guarantee people that they could keep their doctor that they have now. You like your doctor, you can keep it. The first myth to fall was, if you like your doctor, you can keep that person. One of the big lies sold to the American people when it comes to Obamacare, because the truth is almost no one is going to be able to keep the doctor that they have now and like when Obamacare is implemented, because your insurance is going to change. If your insurance provider changes, or if you're thrown into some sort of government exchange, chances are you're going to have to pick from some other pool of doctors. So myth one is, no, we didn't guarantee that people can keep the doctor that they have now and that they like. Myth number two was, Obamacare will not lead to total government-run socialized medicine. This is what they kept saying. Democrats kept saying, this is not government health care. It sure is. And even now, the lefties admit that this is the hope, this is the path toward total government-run health care, socialized medicine. We said this was the whole 2,700-page bill was crafted to set up socialized medicine, government-run health care. And sure enough, it does. Myth number three, this isn't going to mean rationed care. Remember this? This won't mean rationed care. Well, of course it will. Anytime you have a finite amount of money to spend on something, as government will and does on health care, it will lead to rationing and patients denied care. This is maybe the most idiotic reason that this is the best reason, really, that we shouldn't move toward Obamacare or government-run health care. Right now, there is not a finite amount of money that we can spend on health care. Right now, if our health care needs are met, even if we're paying premiums that are too high, all of our health care needs are met. If you're going to put a cap on the total amount of money that can be spent on health care in any one year, any given budget year in America, of course it's going to lead to rationing and patients denied care. Myth number four on Obamacare was, the quality of our health care will not be harmed. Remember this one? Folks, it already has been harmed. Obamacare isn't even implemented yet, but changes have already been made in anticipation of full-blown Obamacare. And Medicare and private health insurance policies have been changed. It means higher costs. It means less coverage. It's impacting the quality of care already. And then myth number five that I had in Obamacare is that it will reduce our health care costs. And this was maybe the most ridiculous lie. I don't know if anyone really bought it. Polls show that most Americans still don't buy it. This lie that Obama, Pelosi, and the Democrats told in order to get it passed. Oh, yeah, Obamacare will reduce our national health care costs. Of course they won't. Any thinking person knows that when government does something, it never gets cheaper, that activity being done in the private sector. Government always bloats budgets and bloats expenses. And such is the case with Obamacare. Again, this was one of the first myths to fall away upon Obama signing the bill. Immediately, the Congressional Budget Office and other government accountants said, wow, Obamacare is going to balloon our health care costs.
Isn't it amazing? We still fall for some of this stuff. All right, a good overview there, an interesting take on it. A quick call from Gina in Mississippi now.
Do you realize that in 2012, your employer's premiums that he pays for your insurance will be you will pay taxes on those premiums? So let's say if he pays $500 a month for your premium, you're going to be paying taxes on an extra $6,000 a year. So that is a tax increase. Someone will have to pay for all of these, all of this free care that some people will receive from this bill.
All right, Elizabeth Taylor's Passing up next on the countdown, and NPR, too.
iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 53 past the hour now. Final piece of, or actually a couple of different pieces of the pie here. Number five, the passing Elizabeth Taylor, the GOP having the stakes are increasing for those who want to run for president, and a little on NPR, 800-510-8255. The notorious anti-gay group from the Westboro Baptist Church announced via Twitter that they were going to picket Elizabeth Taylor's funeral. However, I think that they had a little surprise because she's already been laid to rest. And meanwhile, the more important side of it is what people who have a brain are thinking about Elizabeth Taylor. Here from radio program in Seattle, Dave Ross and Luke Burbank talk about some of the things Elizabeth Taylor will be remembered for.
She was at the heart of the first movie star scandal I remember being aware of when she divorced Eddie Fisher, because it was an actual divorce. The idea that somebody would just go public with a divorce, that it would be a public thing, was just scandalous to me anyway. And so that's my main memory of her. I was not a big fan of National Velvet, although, of course, you know, I think that, isn't that movie the reason that every girl loves horses? I mean, I have a younger sister who just fell in love with horses and horse lover. She now owns two horses on a farm in upstate New York. But I was never into that kind of thing.
Well, I thought the movie was swell, to use the parlance of Mickey Rooney, who was also in that film. But you're right. I mean, the thing about Elizabeth Taylor was that she, you know, she, I think, won two Oscars, or was at least nominated for Butterfield 8 and, I believe, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. So she was, and you know, very accomplished. Correct. And yet, her sort of private life, being married, I guess it was 7 times, and being involved in scandals, almost eclipsed her fame as an actress. And at the end of her life, you know, she was someone who was in White Diamond commercials and was friends with Michael Jackson and was a crusader. And this was actually, I think, a great statement about her, was a crusader to raise awareness about HIV and AIDS. She was one of the first big stars. Remember in the 80s when HIV and AIDS first became a sort of known thing, there was so much hysteria. There was so much, you know, hatred for people who had it, you know, stay away from me. And Elizabeth Taylor was one of the first really famous people to say, we have to try to reach out.
Because of Rock Hudson.
Yeah. So, but her life as a person outside of acting was probably maybe more well known than her life as an actor. And she was, you know, really accomplished in the world of acting.
Right, right. And still maintained a high-class demeanor, I think, through it all.
All right, Liz Taylor, number five. Number six, the GOP hopefuls, the Donald, goes on The View to talk about the run.
I think the country is doing so badly, they want somebody that's going to help it. I think the country has never been in a position like it is right now. It's being ripped off by every nation, every intelligent nation in the world, whether it's China. They're taking our jobs, they're making all our product, and then they loan us back the money, we pay them interest. How about the Arab League? They say, we want you to go in and attack Libya. Mm-hmm. These are the wealthiest countries in the world. Why aren't they paying us?
Yeah, that's a pretty good question, isn't it? In fact, you got a lot of common sense. Okay, to wrap it up, our focus on number seven, the NPR defunding issue. Caller Matt from Clearwater, Florida, listening in.
I believe it was Thomas Jefferson who once stated that education is the best defense against tyranny. What you're seeing happen right now with the attack on NPR and on public education in general, it basically comes down to this. You're talking about, people are talking about how they want to get their jobs back, and Republicans, they were the ones who kept, you know, especially John McCain when he was running in 2008, when he stood before the, when he stood in front of that motor plant, I guess it was somewhere in Michigan, and said, these jobs aren't coming back. That should have given people an indication as to where the Republicans feel on this issue as far as outsourcing. They are completely behind it. They see no point in trying to get jobs back here. And the whole thing is, now they're trying to cut PBS and NPR and all these public educational state outlets, and they're doing it for a simple reason. It's to create ignorance in our society. That's what it is. I mean, when you consider Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin and James Madison, the founders of our country were students of what was known as the Enlightenment movement. And that was how they learned to appreciate democracy. You take that away from people, you take education away from people, and then they can't be taught the principles of democracy.
There's a lot of passion there, Matt, and I'm not sure you're wrong about what some politicians want to do. However, we may not need NPR in order to bring back a little better education and focus. Number eight, price of oil. Number nine, March Madness. Number 10, the world of sports talk radio. And that's our review of the top 10 stories this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here. 59.